Working and Manifesting, this is Aratima. One of the most challenging and important areas in life is work. Working is action. We do something and we reap something for it. Connected to work is the manifestation of obvious things such as money and objects that support our physical manifestation. And this whole process is experienced within time. In regards to work, or action, it helps to understand the Sanskrit word karma. What do we know about karma? It is the law of cause and effect. It is action and also the cause of action. If we work, we get paid, and the working is karma, and the money is karma, as it is the result of the work. So everything is karma. A person with karma is in the world. Being in the world means doing and having karma. What's co-creating? There's another word that comes in context with karma, which is dharma. I find that co-creating is the Western word for dharma. Co-creating implies that we have control in our lives. Our actions are chosen within the context of a benign and supportive universe. Whereas in karma, all of our actions are based on previous actions, which has to do with time, with past. In karma, we will find that at any given time, we are locked in or imprisoned in a set-up situation. We can always feel it, and it is very painful. Many people really don't like going to work. When we are living our karmas, we are somewhat in pain, always. And how do we deal with that pain? We learn to take it on the nose and keep smiling, to not react. This makes us slip through the time, through the gap, and frees us. And then we don't create new karma. We're just burning up the old karma. We're allowing to be present with what is, and we're elevating our attention into the more spacious, empty areas of existence within. Neutrality is the middle state that does not create new karma. But we will still for a long time have to deal with the karmas that are coming at us. And the understanding will help that not falling into old habitual reactions will give birth to dharma. So we have been learning to be neutral, understanding that everything that's happening is past. And so in the area of work, this is very important, which is connected with manifesting, because you are working or to manifest things and money, objects, situations that make us happier, that are more dharmic, more true, that are filled with the essence of our being. Let's look at what it feels like or how to recognize that we're living in karma or dharma. A person that's living the path of karma will be thinking, I am in the light. Whereas the one who is following the path of dharma will be thinking, the light is in me. And when you listen to these statements, they're radically different. I am in the light is outside of myself. That's karma. Somewhere the light is. It's shining on me. God is outside of myself. So I am maybe in the light. I'm standing in the shining ray of the light. But it is outside of me. The person that is connected with the essence within the light within will say the light is in me. Or the light is within me. What a radical shift from having the sun outside to recognizing the sun is within. So one who has moved on to being the self itself, eternity, and has learned to experience the self in everything, they will say, I am the light. A big difference there again from saying the light is in me, I see the light within me, I experience it, to I am the light. And everything there is the light, so I am in everything, I am everything, I am as everything. So the person in karma says, I am in the light. That person is not independent. We speak of two entities, me and the light. The light can be eclipsed, a cloud can come over you, and then suddenly the light is gone. When you say that the light is in you, you own the light or you control the light. This implies that there is something which is being controlled and someone who controls, and therefore a dual aspect is introduced here. Now you are co-creating. we finally become aware that the light is in me and is my life, ergo, I'd rather listen and follow it. By not looking outwards in order to control the environment and the forms that we see, but we become fully tuned into soul and try to follow what action is needed to be taken at any given moment. It's a very receptive, feminine, listening attitude when we live in the path of Dharma. Although it sounds more active in the Western word of co-creating, we're actually listening, paying attention, listening within, listening to the light, the intelligence, the information that is expressing itself and that we are beginning to see and recognize in the world around us. There is then a recognition of where to go, what is yours, what form resonates, what person resonates. So it's more of picking up of what is true instead of actually manufacturing it. So really we are letting the Creator create or do through us. We offer ourselves up. Although there are still two entities here, knowing the light within is the first step out of karma and very, very more fulfilling. And at least we are getting to know our true nature by listening in. Like when listening to the proper radio station, we get informed through time and space. But now that we hear the inner, it makes life more real. And that we're feeling connected, which is already a great healing because the suffering also is caused by the sense of disconnect, which is an experience of being not loved, being out of the grid of love of existence. So going to work and being disconnected and being stuck in doing an action in order to get something and get paid creates a lot of pain. We also know that we are worth a lot more to take our bodies somewhere, to spend 8 hours or more if we have to drive in traffic back and forth, let's say 10 hours. We are doing something with our body just simply to receive money that gives us a roof over our heads, that takes care of the body, food and clothing, and maybe we can bring it some places and pay for the transportation for this body so we can move it around. It doesn't fulfill the soul because we know that we are more than this body. And if the soul is not involved in the actions, this is very, very painful. And many, many people live like that and they can see it and they can feel it. So how do we get to living in Dharma? It begins with knowing to adhere to the core light within and in anything we do. And as we were talking today about work, this aspect of life is often difficult to make dharmic because we're looking for the perfect job that fulfills us 100% of the time, that appears to be the true soul job. This is going to be a little difficult because the career and the job takes up so much time. It's a really big chunk of your life. And to take 40 hours or more, all at once align that with the soul, is going to be difficult where to start. Most people will climb into their head and try to find out, what is it I really like? Or look for the typical reasons and signs of, will this give me enough money? Will this give me enough time? What is it that would work for the circumstances that I'm in, that I'm finding myself in? So this is, again, just coming from the head, coming from reason. And because it is such a big chunk of time, there will be such a draw to actually jump right into that because the fear will guide you to figure it out. But in essence, we want to start with little steps, very tiny little steps to learn to just listen. When we can listen to the tiny steps, then sooner or later we'll become very, very masterful in also listening to those areas or into those areas that matter a lot and on which so much hinges, which has to do with money and survival here. All we need to do is to listen inside, to just tune in and to feel the alignment or know it. And so start with little steps. For example, how do you get out of bed? Dead on the right side, on the left side? When you get dressed, what do you want to wear that day? Really feeling into it. Should it be the gray socks, the black socks, the blue socks, the white socks? Little things like that are good to start with if you are not knowing what to do. Because there is not much risk It doesn't matter if you're going to make a mistake. It doesn't matter if it's going to be the blue or the black socks. But you can learn and try yourself out knowing which one is it. Is it this sock or that sock? Same thing as like, do I shower first or have breakfast? You might have a routine, but maybe that routine is very karmic and you want to really listen in to your essence and to the light within that will then make you do something a little differently. Maybe you want to have your breakfast first and then shower or take a bath in the morning or first go for a run or whatever to really feel into the moment, into this present moment. What is my truth here? Because you have not much to lose. If it doesn't make you happy, the next day you can do it differently. But if you approach your work like, what is it that I'm going to do? There's too much attached to that. Your entire foundation, your survival. So you have to make the right decision. If you do want to go to school, it can be costly and incredibly time consuming. So there's too much risk. And then the mind comes in the fear. And then you're already not in your core because you're stuck in worrying. So just practice. Go left, go right. Grab the bread or the cereal. All these little things. And this is how you're going to fine tune your listening. So to try to really tune in is feeling the action emerging from within. And this emphasis here is not on the right or the wrong action, but just on listening and acting. The different paradigm, the paradigm of flow. So we begin to work in tandem with the soul so that everything all day long becomes an expression of this flow of who you really are. You're just listening in, you're becoming like a flute through which the sound moves and you're beginning to express your dharma. So the constant drain and the hopelessness that drains the happiness out of a younger person when they are imprisoned in karma and just drag their body to work to do something all day long that they actually really can't connect with because it's past and it's not coming from this present wellspring of the inner light. It really drains people, makes them unhappy and bitter and also sick. So the sense of having to work just for survival does not fit with the idea of actually being universal spirit. We somehow know that we're spirit. So we spend all our lives with this meaningless action and we're wondering why aren't we self-sufficient and why aren't we automatically drawing from our own life's resource? Because we need to learn again how to listen in and to connect to the core. And then how can I act in the world so that all my actions are being filled with meaning or purpose? Same thing. You listen in and you connect with your core. I think at this point in the class, we can easily say that if we are not who we are in the sense of being the self that we truly are, then all actions, including work, will be meaningless to us because it will only serve the idea of body and mind. And it only has to do with survival, and it only has to do with separation, and it doesn't really connect and liberate. So I invite you to not figure things out, what to do, but to begin to listen into the core, to really continue again with your meditation, to become the perceiver, to become very surrendered to its light. And one day, you'll be living from your core and doing something. You might have changed your job, but maybe not. If not, still you are different, and your job will be different for you and full of meaning or light. It won't matter what your job title is or what you do, because you are the cause of the job. And if you are light, then your job will be light.